Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Never thought that I would.
think I want to hit the moon.
Family, and thank God for allowing you to be that.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew. We wake them live from Studio A this morning. Having a few technical difficulties, but we're going to work right through it. As always, read your African-American newspapers. No matter where you are, we have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. Some things that we're going to be looking at this morning, we're going to review some of the hostages that were released. We're going to look at the Lady Rosalind Carter died this week, and we're going to look at how that unfolds out in this country. Of course, we're going to go through some tips. It is holiday. Happy holidays. Thanksgiving was here and gone. Cowboys win. Just so much is going on and so little time to talk about it. As always, read African American where you are. Resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. You can read My Eye Messenger, Texas Metro News, and the Garland Journal, just to boot. So many things going on today as we prepare for this holiday season. My, what a day. But a lot going on. We've got some guests on. Got some new listeners that will be on with us as well. So sit back, buckle up, and we're going to give you a lot of songs as well. Some of the highlights that we'll be covering again: football is in the air, college football as it winds down. We're looking at some of the wildest things that have happened with the shopping. Folks, be serious about this shopping. Absolutely. Retailers making a mistake. How can you make a mistake when a man is winning $25,000 a year? Life. So a lot is going on, so little time to talk about it. We're going to get you in the spirit with a lot of our Christmas songs. I tell you, What Do the Lonely Do? One of my favorites right here in the world, according to you.
But how can I be when I have nobody? The Yuletide Carol doesn't make it better, knowing that we won't be together. A silent night, I know it's gonna be
What do the lonely do at Christmas time of the year? And a little later, we're going to be talking about some shopping tips that will help you get through this holiday. I tell you, folks, it's very, very important that we follow these particular rules because Christmas is going to be a time of happiness. Sometimes it can be a lot of pain, heartache, and physical pain that can be inflicted during these holidays. So we want to make sure that we cover this. Let's keep it going. Let's go with a little Johnny Gill. Your Love at Christmas. Johnny Gill.
Yeah. would be so happy if you would bring him love on Christmas Day. No greater gift is there than love. An air of joy. It's that once a year when the world's sincere and you love to find a way to show you the things that words can bring. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day? A couple of spaces. Want you to know there's someone who can
give love
on Christmas Day.
No greater gift is there than
love. Why don't you give love to someone who needs it right now?
That's good loving Christmas music. Johnny Gill, What Do They Only Do at Christmas? You heard earlier, love, give love at Christmas. People are not as giving as others, and we'll give you some tips throughout the program here. Save store and online receipts. These are helpful hints that keep you protected. Don't carry a personal wallet. If possible, carry a small pouch or something that you can put on your person. Have your ID with you at all times. Less cash, the better. Pay with a credit card when possible. If someone wants to take your credit card, then you can call immediately. Make sure that you cancel them. Have your credit card company phone number is very handy, as I just mentioned. For those reasons, beware of strangers. Stay calm through these times. According to the Dallas Police Department, if possible, do your shopping during the day and avoid peak periods. Carry a small purse or fanny pack. This will make you more, less attractive. Target to purse snatchers. Avoid doing all your shopping at once. A tendency would have you go to your car full of gifts, which increases your chances of your car being broken in two. Don't leave packages visible in your car. Place all valuables in the trunk of your vehicle. Do not give thieves a reason to break in your car. So much going on. Now, we gave you some facts. Let me give you some real skinnies, what I call skinnies. We're getting down to the actual truths about shopping during the holidays, and we'll go through this throughout. If you're going in multiple stores, if you get bags, do not get it where you can't see where you're walking or able to see around you. When you take packages to your car and you're not finished, you're only taking it because you need your free hands, what you need to do is put those things in your trunk, drive off, and go to another part of the mall. Don't let people see your packages get placed in your automobile and you allow your car to stay there. They will break your trunk, your glass, anything to get to those gifts. So again, put your gifts in your car, drive around to the other side and park and go back in if you have additional gift buying to do. That is one helpful hint. We'll go through many, and I will repeat that because that is the biggest. Should I say the most important one that we need to follow during this holiday season. All right, celebrating 100 years of the Black Press. The Black Press matters. November is here and almost gone. It's the 26th day of November with approximately 4 days left, and then we'll be into December. But according to our standards here in America and throughout, the Christmas season started on Thanksgiving Day, the official start, followed by Black Friday. And here it is, 2 days in. People are shopping, 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 shopping. And I will, again, go through what we need to do to stay safe during this period. But it's a lot going on, folks. Again, 196 years of the Black Press, 50th anniversary of hip-hop music. We have Little Kim. Sales of her forthcoming memoir. And I quote, "We be suppressing the Bible." Interesting read from Little Kim. Some additional news today. Dear Airlines, we know that in the air, you all, meaning the pilots and flight attendants, rule. You are the final say-so, the rule authority. You're basically God. So if you are, then what's wrong with acting decent and in order? Now, I know some hit dogs are going to holler. You might even find out, I find, may be banned in the air. If you are honest to yourselves, I tell you, this is really interesting, then they'll agree for some things to do and to say that totally out of line, inappropriate, unnecessary, and wouldn't be done if their bosses or supervisors were standing over them. Basically, what we're saying here is that when you're on these airlines, some people are getting mistreated by some of our flight crews, and they owe you the utmost respect just like you would give them. You have to always be remindful of those who are flying that are frightened to death. For those who are first-time flyers, you just don't know. And you just try to keep everything just as quiet as smoothly as possible for those with an anxiety. You never know what can go on, in a small compartment. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Congressman Al Green seeks Presidential Medal of Freedom. You know, this time of year, President of the United States give away Presidential Medals of Freedom. Then we'll go to the list a little late, as we go. Virginia State University, which is located in Petersburg, will be the first HBCU to host a presidential debate. Virginia State University has been chosen to host the 2024 presidential debate, first historically black college or university, or better known as HBCU, to ever be selected for a general election presidential debate. I've had the opportunity to visit the campus, beautiful campus, Virginia State, there in Petersburg. The debate is scheduled for October 1st, 2024. It is the second of three scheduled by the Commission on Presidential Debate. The debate will provide a platform for the candidates to present their policies, engage in a constructive dialogue, and showcase their leadership and abilities. The debate will take place at VSU Multipurpose Center, the state-of-the-art facility that is equipped to accommodate such high-profile events. With its advanced audiovisual capabilities and modern amenities, the university believes that the Multipurpose Center is an ideal venue. And I quote, "We are honored and grateful to be chosen as a host of the 2024 presidential debate," end quote, stated by the VSU president, Dr. Makola M. Abdullah. And I quote, "This is a historic moment for our university and for HBCUs nationwide. Our university mantra is greater happens here. And we look forward to welcoming the candidates, the Commission on Presidential Debates, and the entire nation to VSU," end quote. The selection of VSU as a host of a 2024 presidential debate reflects the university's commitment in shaping future leaders and cultivating political discourse, and this was stated by a school official. They added that VSU welcomes the opportunity to uphold the reputation for advancing social justice and shaping future leaders. The university leverages this opportunity to reinforce campus conversations, listen, and learn about very varied viewpoints. And future exhibit why we are the leading institution in higher education, end quote. A great, great honor for Virginia State University. It is a win for our HBCUs and not far from D.C., not far from Richmond. You know, there could have been a ton of schools in the lining for debates, but this particular one is going to be in one of our HBCUs. So we're going to be watching that and with great pride as Virginia State gets the opportunity to host. Great, great thing. You know, at the top of our, we have our college sports, but did you get a chance to see the 50th annual Bayou Classic? Beautifully done in New Orleans, Louisiana, NOLA. If you folks, some of you folks see NOLA, New Orleans, Louisiana. So we're just so happy for the state of Louisiana and for those two fine institutions that settle or live or created in the boot, as we call it. Congratulations, and we'll go over the score of that a little bit later. Alton Sterling, class and section, you're going to learn something today. Forget the effort to stifle and rewrite history. We are in control. Alton Stalin, the victim of a police killing that was born in June 14, 1979, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, worked as a CD vendor. Lived in Baton Rouge before his death. He was known by the residents as someone who loved to cook and someone that was at the shelter. Sterling also had a criminal record that included violent offenses. From previous years, he served 5 years in prison after a 2009 incident in which he resisted arrest and fought with arresting officers. On July 5th, 2016, the police received an anonymous call, a tip of a man in a red shirt selling CDs outside the store and threatening another individual with a gun. Now, remember, we've talked about this months and months, years and years, about this young man who was selling CDs. I may have made something about entrepreneurship. We know how it goes in our neighborhood. It was old VHS tapes, then DVDs, and now you can only imagine what it's going through. But Mr. Stone, one that we talked about, that killing in Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 2016 and lost his life. Again, the two officers, you know, again, and let me just read, this is a good featured story here. According to the witness video, Sterling did not pull a gun or threaten the officers. Moreover, body cam footage of the officer who shot Sterling shows that seconds after Salome came to the aid of the other officer, Howard Lake, who was in the process of trying to restrain Sterling, Salomone, I guess that's how he pronounced, drew his gun and threatened to shoot Sterling if he moved. The store's owner, Abdullah Mafala, confirmed as Sterling, known in Baton Rouge as CD Man, had begun carrying a gun only a few days before the incident, citing recent robberies of other CD vendors. The U.S. Department of Justice opened a civil rights investigation on July 7, 2016, and announced on May 2nd of 2017 that it would not file charges against the officers Lake and Salomone, I'll put it like that, Salomone. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry announced on March 2018, after reviewing the evidence, that no charges will be filed against the officers because they acted reasonably and justifiably. On March 3rd, 2018, nearly 2 years after Alton's death, Officer Blaine was fired for violating the use of force policy, and Officer Lake was suspended 3 days later, losing his temper. Now, they say a hit dog will always holler. When a life is lost, and we don't do anything about it, and I'm talking about the officials saying that they didn't find anything. We understand the fraternity of the police department, but right is right and wrong is wrong. You can make a mistake. And now put it like this. You can wreck your car. You can always get another car. You can't bring it back. And I think that a lot of officers are getting away with this throughout this country, in which it's just heartbreaking. Extremely heartbreaking for this to occur. A young man trying to live the American dream, being an entrepreneur on the corner, selling CDs, struck down. Time really flies. Over 5 years ago that this occurred. Do Black Lives Matter? do any lives matter to someone? It's something that we need to investigate, something we need to follow up on. Absolutely. Tough times. Tough times in America. And folks, we have to follow through with this. Making sure our kids are safe. Making sure they're on the straight and narrow. We have to explain to them that certain people cannot stay in their tan. Let's be realistic. We want them to be able to enjoy this piece of apple pie they always talk about. Always talk about it. Ooh, one thing after another. Some of the top stories as we approach the end of the year, we're here in November, in a couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating New Year's. Where does time go? Seems like we just started with this year, and here we are on the 26th day. Some of the other things in Metro News, we want you folks to get our e-blast. You can go to, you can dial 214-941-0110 to get on board. And if you have any pictures, especially of our HBCU games, please go TEXMN to 21000. Text that in. All right? TEXMN for Texas Metro News to 21,000. Do that. We have some other prizes for you if you come on board that way. And if again, if you want to get the e-blast, 214-941-0110. 43 minutes after, I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning on a beautiful Sunday morning. A little chilly here in Dallas. We'll be on the road next week, undisclosed location. But well, you'll know when it's all over, we'll tell you where we are. I want to give you a little bit, keep you in the Christmas spirit as we go. One of my favorites goes a little something like this.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. Fireside blazing bright with caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Oh,
wanna wish you love, peace, and joy.
Merry Christmas.
Giving us a melody of Christmas songs. I tell you, absolutely wonderful. Don't forget some of the things. Safety is an issue during these Christmas holidays. Make sure you lock your truck. Don't have anything, or truck or cars. Make sure you don't have anything visible. Try to take those things out of your car. Because this time of year, a lot of people are really, really searching for certain things. And they're happy to get with anything. All right. It's about 50 minutes after the hour. Dr. Rodriguez is coming on board with us a little bit, talking about some helpful items. And we're going to talk a little bit about our First Lady, Miss Rosalynn Carter, that just recently passed, and give you a little bit about her as a former First Lady. All right. Now, if you can remember months ago, or maybe a couple of years ago, that our President Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, was placed himself in hospice, and he's been there for several months, and his wife as well went into hospice, and they had been married 77 years. Some people don't live that long, and she passed this week. She was born in 1927 in Plains, Georgia, and died on the 19th in Plains, Georgia as well. You have to remember the story of President Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer. And if you've ever been to Georgia, in that central part, that's a lot of agriculture is done there. Of course, peaches, they're called the Peach State. But peanuts is another thing that we all know and love, come from that particular area, Plains. Sylvester, Albany, there's a lot going in. That's Albany, as they call it. I know in New York it's Albany, New York, Albany, Georgia, Sylvester, Fort Valley, all in that area. The Rosalind was an outstanding lady. Let me give you a little bit about her. Eleanor Rosalind Carter was an American writer and activist who served as First Lady of the United States from 1977 to 81. As the wife of President Jimmy Carter, throughout her decades of public service, she was perhaps best known for a leading advocate for women's rights and mental health. Born August 18, 1927, as I mentioned, in Plains, Georgia, died 19th day of November 2023 in Plains. Her children are Amy, Jack, James, and Donnell. Grandchildren, Hugo James Witzel, Jason Carter. Big kid, we can name them all. Jeremy Carter, James Earl Carter, Sarah Carter, Joshua Carter, and James. So they have James and a James Earl. All right. Big family. But she meant a lot. She just carried on so much. I mean, we're good in the midst of some of the political things her husband was going through. She kept herself, you know, just as fine as she could be as far as being an advocate for human rights. And a little turn of the page for your history to know that President Carter kept Americans from going to Russia in 1980, the Afghanistan issue. A lot of things people thought very negative of President Carter at that time. He ran for re-election and did not win. He lost to Reagan. And that made him a one-time president. A lot of people were thinking that he would get a second term, but that pretty much kind of tipped the table when they talked about those items that occurred during his presidency. From the good old state of Georgia, that's when Atlanta was on the move, but through President Carter, Atlanta took a big step. Big step, you got the airport, that is one of the world's busiest airports in our country as well, and just kind of put the spotlight on Georgia. Atlanta being the Mecca of the South and everything connected with it throughout the interstate system of 20, 75, 85. You know, if you're going to travel from deep south all the way to north, a lot of roads go right through Atlanta, right through Atlanta. In great medical institution areas. I consider it one particular time going there. Mercer. You have Georgia State that stepped up. You have, oh my God, Georgia Tech. So many great things in Georgia. But on this day, we celebrate the life of Rosalind Carter, former First Lady and political partner, dead at the age of 96. And the question is, Jimmy Carter, who is 99, is probably heartbroken. I don't know how alert he may be, but he's still hanging in there. But I know once he get the information that Rosalind is Dearheart, for 70 years they've been married. 70. Wow. Just don't know where to go with that one. But we celebrated her life. 4 minutes to the top of the hour. Some of the things we've talked about today, we've talked about there's going to be some American prisoners to Israel. We'll get them in a list of the hostages. We'll try to get that before the air is over. First Lady Rosalynn Carter died this week, and we pay homage to her. Some of the other things that we've covered is that of shopping tips. You know, a lot of football is in the air, high school, college, pros, all right there, and we're going to continue to go through all of this today. You got to love it. Got to love it. Please get our e-blast. It has a lot of our future judges. I see my homegirl, Dr. Judge Monica Purdy, is running again. If you get the e-blast, you get all the information ever, QR codes, so you can get everything, every single thing about these particular candidates. Judge Tanya Poole Parker, Judge Eric Moyet, Justice Moberg, or a few that have taken the time to get with our staff to advertise their candidacy. Voting Rights Act, key takeaways from dangerous court rulings. You can find stories of that. It's in e-blast. Chris wrote an awesome addressing some of the takeaways of this awful thing according to our voting rights. You know, I guess the last couple of years, and let's go back in history as far as I can recall, when we had to pay to vote, and there were still chances that you may not have gotten to the voting polls. Some of the obstacles and barriers that you had to endure in order to get to the polls. We think about what was going on in Alabama, where they were trying to march to Montgomery. Now, Montgomery's been in the news quite a bit. Montgomery's been in the news for quite a bit of time, of our lifetime. But going across the Norman Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, Dr. King and some of his social justice warriors cross over the bridge to find some opposition of those of less color. All we ever wanted during that time was an opportunity to vote. But they just kept walking. There's a song, "You Can't Do Anything to Turn Me Around." And they were definitely walking forward, trying to get to Montgomery. Some federal injunctions allowed them to proceed and head towards Montgomery. And at that point, things change in Montgomery. Now, think about it. In the state of Alabama, they're having some issues right now with certain voting and districts. People don't want to have a black representing. Come on, y'all. Come on. 2023. Soon be 2024. This is 1960. It is not 1960. That's what I was trying to say. But now, it is not 1960, 61, 62, 63, all the way up to 69. It is not that time. We should be in a position now where everybody should be on one accord. Well, we know the reality of that is far-fetched. But a lot of our forefathers and foremothers built this country on their back. And we're just as entitled as those individuals whose family came from Spain, came from Europe. Some came from Cuba, from the South, Mexico. And all we've ever asked is just an opportunity to shine. Some have shined, some are at the top of their crafts. But we can't enjoy at the top if we don't be concerned about what's at the bottom. Let me repeat that. We can't be concerned about the top. We try to strive for the top. If we're not concerned about what's at the bottom. I tell you, a lot is going on this morning. Just so happy to be a part of your morning. We'll give you, L. Young is one of my favorites. I tell you, but right now, we're going to go with a little Monica. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Oh. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, all troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the faith alive, hang a shining star upon the high, yes,
that was Monica. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. I tell you, this time is just full of ups and downs, in-betweens. We have so many people that, you know, you reflect on what happened during the year. You may have lost some loved ones, only with anticipation of what's to come in the future for 2024. I tell you, it's that time of year that we always think about these things. It's quite a feeling because I get choked up thinking about my parents and my childhood of things that we were able to do. It was just good, fun. There was always a little anticipation of something going on. My mom was always the lady in the neighborhood. If somebody got sick, they called her. She also had pronounced some folks dead. During the holidays. So it was bittersweet, and you really hated to hear the phone ring because you knew it was something going on. So those were the things that I remember most about Christmas. We just had a great time. And again, just bittersweet. Your Christmas plays. I remember my kids having the plays at church, and my son always had the same line every year. He was excited. He didn't have much rehearsal other than let us go to Bethlehem. And we always laughed about that, but that was his part. We can't say anything. He participated. So much For those who are listening, it's the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio 8 this morning. Hey, just talking about Christmas, gave you some helpful tidbits, some things that you need to be aware of. We talked about Rosalind Carter. We're going to, hopefully, if I can get these young folks up this morning, talk about the Outer Wild Cotillion. Want to say good morning to those gentlemen of the Outer Wild Club that had an outstanding 100 years celebration, and we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. As we await Dr. Rodriguez, and then we'll get into some black college sports. Dr. Rodriguez, go ahead and press 1. I tell you, we've been looking for you all morning. All right, Dr. Rodriguez, welcome to the World According to Drew. You know I'm Andrew Wiggum, so let's get to it. And happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and yours also.
Well, thank you so very much.
Good morning. Thank you. This morning I'm just going to be talking about blue light. As you can tell, I'm going all natural here. So blue light is one of several colors in that visible light spectrum. You know, the others are red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, and violet. Just think about the rainbow. Now, blue light has a shorter wavelength and a higher energy than other colors. This light wave is between about 380 and 500 nanometers. Now, most of the lights from your LEDs that are used in smartphones, TVs, tablets, computers, have wavelengths between 400 and 490 nanometers. Research has shown that when people use computers, laptops, and other digital devices, they tend to blink less often than normal. And like fewer blinks can mean less moisture and sometimes call what they call digital eye strain. Now, digital eye strain means different things to different people, but it generally related to the focusing system of the eyes. When your eyes are strained from staring at a blue light emitting screen, you might notice dry eye, sore or irritated eyes, tired eye, headaches, and some of your facial muscles can be fatigued by squinting. Blue light scatters more easily than most other visible lights. This may make it difficult for your eyes to focus when receiving blue light. Instead, your eyes might digest blue light as poorly focused visual static. Now, screen time.
Go ahead. You still here?
Yeah, I'm here. Screen time, especially at night, is linked to poor sleep. The blue light from electronic devices messes with your circadian rhythm or your sleep cycle. In one study, as little as 2 hours of exposure to blue light at night slowed or stop release of the sleep hormone melatonin. Now, exposure to blue light before bedtime can also disrupt sleep patterns as if when our body creates melatonin. Now, interruption of the circadian system plays a role in the development of type 2 diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, cancer, sleep disorders, and cognitive dysfunction. Now, blue light exposure might raise your risk for certain cancers also. One study found that people who work the night shift are at a greater risk for breast, prostate, and colorectal cancer. Now, speaking of your child, child's eyes don't filter blue light as well as yours do. Too much of it from a device screen like a TV, a computer, laptop, may raise their chances of developing obesity, nearsightedness, and attention focusing issues. Now, at night may cause their body to release melatonin even more slowly than it does yours. Now, to protect their eyes, limit your child's screen time and have them put all electronic devices, including handheld game devices, away at least a half an hour before bedtime. Now, nighttime exposure to blue light is linked to depressive symptoms in some studies. Now, a Harvard study shed a little bit of light on the possible connection to diabetes and possibly obesity. The researchers put 10 people on a schedule that gradually shifted the timing of their circadian rhythm. Their blood sugar levels increased, throwing them into a pre-diabetic state. And levels of leptin, now leptin is that hormone that leaves you feeling full after a meal. Now this level of leptin, it went down. Now, another Harvard study conducted an experiment comparing the effects of 6.5 hours of exposure to blue light and also to exposure to green light of comparable brightness. The blue light suppressed melatonin for about twice as long as the green light, and it shifted the circadian rhythm by twice as much. So that means about 3 hours versus 1.5 hours. Now, on the other hand, exposure to blue light during daytime may have the opposite effect. Blue wavelengths, which are beneficial during the daylight hours because they help you stay alert, they boost memory, cognitive function, attention, reaction time, and mood. It's been used to treat seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, and it helps with some skin conditions. One small study has shown that exposure to blue light can perk up your reaction time and stimulate alertness when you're not at your peak performance time of the day. Research has shown that exposure to blue light can perk up your reaction time. And okay, I'm sorry, I just read that. Blue light
okay.
therapy is now one of the go-to therapies to relieve seasonal depression. Research has found that it's also an effective treatment for depression that isn't seasonal. Now, studies, it was a 2015 study. It showed that blue light kills acne-causing bacteria, and it lowers inflammation and acne breakouts. Now, I got some cases from 2017 and 2018 also. The studies found that actinic keratosis and plaque psoriasis have both been improved by treatment with blue light. Now, a 2018 study showed that blue light therapy has also been effective in treating basal cell carcinoma tumors. Now, you're probably asking, how can I reduce the negative effects of blue light? The very first thing I can say is turn off your computer after sundown. But one of the things you can do is you can get blue light filters for your smartphone, your tablet, and your computer screen. The filters prevent much of the blue light from reaching your eyes without affecting the visibility of the display. Now, I was playing on my computer last night because I haven't messed with mine in a while, and I turned my amber setting on, and I noticed that I had it low, and I hadn't activated it, I guess, like for the entire year, but I activated it last night. Now, you can also follow the 20-20-20 rule to reduce digital eye strain. That's where you take 20 breaks to view something 20 feet away every 20 minutes. And
can you repeat
that
again?
Also control, the 20-20 rule is
yes.
a 20-second break to view something at least 20 feet away, and you do this every 20 minutes. Now, your control lighting and your glare on your device screen, you can set up a good working distance and posture for screen viewing. And confirm that every minor vision problems are properly corrected. You can use dim red lights for night lights. Red light is less likely to shift a circadian system and suppress melatonin. You can avoid looking at bright screens beginning 2 to 3 hours before bed. Work at a night shift, or you use a lot of electronic devices at night, consider wearing blue blocking glasses. I think you can get them on Amazon for like $20, $30. Or you can also install an app that filters the blue-green wavelengths at night. That's what I did last night. But I also have the blue blocking glasses also that I don't ever wear. Now, you can expose yourself to a lot of bright light during the day, and this will boost your ability to sleep at night. I don't know if you remember from last week, I was recommending grounding. And like with the grounding, what you do is like what you're doing is you're setting your circadian rhythm. You actually go out and take off your shoes, Andrew, and you ground yourself about 30 minutes. And this right here will actually set you for today.
Concrete or only dirt or grass?
You are so funny. This is what a girlfriend asked me, too, because she was walking around on concrete, and she was telling me she was grounding. No, it has to be the ground.
Okay.
And if you happen to have, which I know most people, just me, I guess, if you happen to have like a copper, I have a copper anklet, and I also have a zinc anklet that I actually put on my ankles before I go outside to ground. And this right here helps, it increases the electricity in your body. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, we talk about black light, blue light. How about the black light that we used to have with the posters that light up in our rooms? And you
I used to have one of those too. Black is, it's a combination of all the colors, right?
Okay.
And it's just the opposite of the sun. The sun is supposed to have, like, a lot of blue light also.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, black lights are cool.
I remember it used to light up everything. If people had dust on their clothes, it lit up, too.
Yeah. It was a great party light. And it was great for the nighttime.
You know, I'm looking as you were reading that, I was looking at some of the things of black light as well. And some of the questions, is a UV light the same as black light? And simply put, black light is a type of ultraviolet light, specific ultraviolet A, UVA light that emits ultraviolet radiation to the UVA band. These rays are low energy, low wavelength, and the least harmful as far as the ultraviolet radiation is concerned. All right, that was just one question off that. And I just laugh because when we were using we wasn't looking at no science behind it. We were trying to light up, to set the mood. How about that?
Yeah.
just call it like it is. But you know, last week I was just so happy. We talked about grounding, folks. She gave us some insight on some things that we can do to get ourselves back in tune with this world that we live in. And one way was grounding yourself. Maybe walk barefooted on the ground for how long, Dr. Rodriguez?
It's almost instantaneous, even though they're telling us 30 minutes. It's instantaneous. As soon as you put your bare feet on the ground, those negative ions start just jumping into your body. And there was this yogi. They were asking him, because a lot of people put magnets with their copper bracelets.
Yeah,
and he kind of laughed at him. He said, you don't need that. He said, all you have to do, he said, if you really want a magnet, he said, dig a hole in the ground and stick your feet in there.
Wow. Well, folks, we're just getting ready to slide out of 2023 and get into 2024. Get our black light, get grounded, all of that good stuff as we take on this journey that we're on. Again, it's the 26th day of November. Time flies when you're definitely having fun. And one more month and we'll be 2024, we'll be here. Dr. Rodriguez, as we get older, we definitely say time really flies. Seemed like we were just starting 2023 here, of course. 10 months ago. But time doesn't wait for anyone. And used to hear that all the time, and they were absolutely correct. And as we mature, time seems to be going quicker than it's ever gone before for us. There's an old saying my grandfolks used to say, you got more years behind you than you do in front of you.
There you go.
That's something
that's
to
that
think
elder
about.
Wisdom.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For those who are listening, it's the, I guess, our opening up Christmas, opening up the holidays for our, as we were between Thanksgiving and Christmas on this 26th day of November. I gave you some helpful hints. We were talking about, just to recap, we talked about Virginia State University is going to be the first black HBCU to host a presidential debate.
Mm-hmm.
Great for those citizens there in Petersburg, Virginia. They're going to have that. It is scheduled for October 1st, 2024. It will be the second of three scheduled of the Commission of Presidential Debates. So, folks, it's a great thing for Petersburg, just south of Richmond. And it's great for HBCUs. I'm trying to think. I thought, Sam, we might have had a governor's race or something. You know, we won't be outdone. I'm thinking something. But, no, it's a great shot for our HBCUs. Absolutely. All right. As we continue, hang in there, Dr. Rodriguez. We're going to try to give you some of those black college sports. By the way, did you get a chance to see Grambling on TV yesterday in Southern?
I'm not.
Oh, you were getting some blue light. I got it. But, folks, let's do a little black college football. Good morning, everyone. Andrew Wiggum for The World According to Drew. Giving you all the scores and highlights from our historically black colleges and universities. Featuring schools from the SIAC, NEAC, and of course, the SWAC. In football action, long weekend, the Thanksgiving going on. They had the Turkey Day Classic in Montgomery, Alabama. Featuring the Hornets of Alabama State and the Tuskegee Tigers. Boy, Tuskegee, I guess they got full of turkey before they started playing. They lose big to Alabama State, 41-3. In other action, Richmond and North Carolina Central in the first round of the FCS, the Championship Series playoffs. Richmond, 49, North Carolina Central, 27. And yesterday in the Bayou Classic, down there in the Bayou, down like Justin would say, I guarantee, right there in NOLA, right there on Canal, Southern defeats Grambling in a close one, 27-22. The series record now is 26-24 with Southern leading the way. I guess this is about Southern and Grambling. Over the years, they've had an opportunity to change so they can compete for a championship. However, they've always stuck with this because, again, it's the homecoming. It's the biggest event there in Louisiana for our historically black colleges and universities. When they come together there in New Orleans, the pageantry is second to none. It is just an event. I looked at it on TV yesterday. Fantasia participated with Southern University. It was just beautiful to see all of that going on. And you can't beat it. You cannot beat it. But next week in Tallahassee, we will have the SWAC Championship between the Panthers of Prairie View University, Prairie View A&M University, and the Rattlers of Florida A&M University. Two A&M schools, just remember, Africa and Mechanical. Both land-grant schools, many similarities between the two schools. How they were founded, when they first got their building on campus, snake-infested areas. So many similarities. The current coach at FAMU, Willie Simmons, used to coach at Prairie View. Boy, they're getting closer than that. So next Sunday, we'll make sure we'll give you the highlight of that. It's been Andrew Wiggum for Black College Sports. Peace. All right, Dr. Rodriguez, you still with us?
Yep, I'm still with you. So,
okay, absolutely wonderful. I know you were.
Huh?
You love to mute. So we have to always catch you when right after you mute. great morning. It's a little cool in the Dallas area, but it's absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful day. We have a lot going on in this world. Hostages will be released today. They didn't give us the exact number of that, but we're going to be watching that. Absolutely. American hostages released to Israel. So I don't know if people, what they're saying about the president. Was it a good move? Anytime you can get some people back, that's a great move. There were some Palestinians killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank over the past 24 hours. You know, they were assaulting hospitals, attacking hospitals, trying to cut off different generations. And that's always something to think about. I'm glad in America we're not at that point where our men and women who have served our country can protect our borders against foreign and domestic attacks. So for them to be blowing up these places is unbelievable in these other countries. I guess it's great to say God bless America, and we thank you for that. It's about 9:30. Is over 30 minutes after me. Dr. Rodriguez giving us some great things this morning. Always talking about grounding folks. It's so important that we ground ourselves. Other things we talked about. Not the black light. Some of you are thinking, having flashback, especially if you're over 40, having flashback. I tell you, the only thing we use it for is to see if you had lint on your clothes. If you had all that lint, well, you bring it into the party. That's how we think about it, knowing how important everything is for us. Everything has a purpose. So, Dr. Rodriguez, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I stayed at home, and, like, my kids celebrated that. They had two celebrations, one at my son's house and one at my daughter's house. My youngest son took his little Tupperware and went to each house. He ate. And then he filled up his Tupperware and brought it home.
What a smart young man.
Mm-hmm. He does the same thing when he goes to the fair. He brings his Tupperware in a backpack.
Okay. Letting us know that he's going to walk away with something.
Yep.
Smart young man. You raised a good one there. Yeah, but, you know, as I mentioned earlier with Thanksgiving, there's just so many things to be thankful for. Folks that are going out there getting ready to shop, let me just give you some helpful hints. If possible, if you're doing any shopping during the day or avoid peak periods, carry a small purse or a fanny pack. This will make you less attractive target. for those who are purse snatchers. Avoid doing all your shopping at once. The tendency would be to have a car full of gifts, which increases your chances of your car being broken into. Don't leave packages visible in your car. Place all valuables in the trunk of your vehicle. And let me mark that. If you're going to put things in your trunk, if you park, say, like over at Galleria, you put the items in your car, you drive and find you another spot. That way, people won't try to break in your car because you're going back in the store. So those are smart shopping tips. Don't ever have too many bags where you do not have a nice visual of everything in front of you. If you can't see in front of you, then you have too many bags. You have to make sure. So if somebody's trying to bump you off, they're going to come and knock you down because you didn't see them coming. So you have to stay remindful of that, of protecting yourself by being able to see everything around you. Now, here's another thing I want you to do. Make sure you carry a small purse, as they mentioned, i.e. try not to carry much cash. Have your ID maybe on your person. Have credit cards. Have those numbers handy. Might be a good time to put a lock on your phone, because I know a lot of people may have, I'm drawing a blank now, all these cash apps and Venmo and things of that nature might be there to be open on your phone, and then they send it to themselves, which would be the craziest thing in the world. That's easy to be tracked, but someone may send it or have a dummy account somewhere. But all those are traceable. So make sure that you lock your phone. Beware of strangers. Stay calm and alert. And my biggest thing, make sure if you're getting a lot of gifts, take turns coming in and out. Don't sit up where you can't visually see what's in front of you, because they see you. And if you can't see them, then you can't react. And when they're right up on you, that's too late. Too late. So those are just a few of the helpful shopping safety tips for you. We'll mention that at the end a little bit more. But please, people, please be safe during this period. We want to make it into 2024, because a lot of people are very desperate during this time. Few more panhandlers. You know, they don't have to be on the street to be a panhandler. They can be panhandling inside the stores. So again, we must pay attention to everything around us. Well, we're going to do a few more things. Dr. Rodriguez a little early here. What was she grateful for this year that has passed?
Well, I was sort of had my surgery done like at least a week before Thanksgiving, and I was thankful that I am recovering and regenerating so well. And then, of course, I'm always thankful for my family. My three children, all them grandkids, and them two great-grandkids.
Wow, two great-grands?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can wait. Look, I have to wait. There's no, I have no control of that part.
Well, you know, all of my grandkids, except for one, are grown, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as we celebrate here, there's some birthdays, and we'll go through this. I'm thinking about your grandkid. I guess I was late started, but We just move on to some of these birthdays. Happy birthday in heaven to Helen, to Tina Turner, Wanda Traylor. We look at Carmina Barnett, Ron Busby, Vernon Sharp, Anthony Everett. Celebrating birthdays. Don't forget, folks, as we get it together, the Dr. Martin Luther King Day Memorial Brunch is going to be Saturday, January 13, 2024, 11 o'clock. Tickets are $30. This is going to be at the Grand Hall NRH Center on 6000 Hawk Avenue, North Richland Hills. And that will be the speaker is Daryl K. Washington Esquire, civil rights attorney, Washington Law Firm. All right. If you, on the blast, you have some nice photos of Bethune-Cookman picks up a road win against Georgia State. And Dr. Rodriguez, that's not supposed to happen. Because most of the time when they play the historical white universities, they're trying to tune up for their season. But when the HBCU team beat them, oh, they hot as fish grease. Boy, that one pop that you don't want to be around when it's coming out of that grit pot. No, that's hot. They hot as fish grease right now. And they burning up. But it's good to let them know that the competition is really getting closer to our history of black colleges. And I want to read that 214-941-0110. You can get all the additional information. If you want to advertise with us, you can find out from the same number. If you want to get our e-blast, again, 214-941-0110. So many opportunities to stay in touch. We just want to be able to provide you with the best that we can. So if you look at today's blast, it's just absolutely full with information. It's super full. And we thank Cheryl for that. Just making sure that we have enough to get through our day, and very nice. I want to read this for you, Dr. Rodriguez. Classes in session, as they call it. You're going to learn something today. We get to recycle or rewrite history. We are in control. Get your history lesson here. Every week we're going to share American history that might be conveniently missed in our classroom. In our textbooks, we're going to let you see not only the victim, but also the perpetrator. For years, you may have been mugshots or negative displays of black people. We want to be fair. We want you to put the face with the place, as we call it. Thank you. Sound like I said thank you, Dr. Rodriguez, because I was making it like a public statement or a political advertisement. We thank you.
Public announcement.
Yeah, public announcement. Thank you. I'm waiting on three people to call as we approach 20 minutes in. To call in. They were part of Cotillion Out of Wild last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Friday night. And I think they're just asleep. They don't just want to be a part of it. Cotillion Dallas. Let's see if we get this right.
Maybe they got too much blue light last night.
Yeah, blue light all. Cotillion Idlewild. Let me see. That might see, that might bring up some more. Celebrating 100 years. And from what I understand, Virginia Idlewild Club, beautiful event. Since 1920, the Continuing Idlewild presents deserving African-American debutantes to society. This is a private club and welcome with like African-American men. Absolutely wonderful. And we had an event on Friday. And okay. It's beautiful. Let me see if I can find anything. They're just showing over the years where these ladies were presented. Oh, it's not that one. You have to be careful. One open up. I'm trying to see if this is the one here for them, just the Idlewild Club, but it's the Cotillion Idlewild.
Is it Idlewild like the movie Idlewild?
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, you hear, I got a microphone today, a new microphone, and it would pick up everything. You hear me rolling the mouse. I'll just read a little bit more. They didn't give us, wish they would give us a little bit more information. I'm going to play a Christmas song and hang in there, Dr. Rodriguez. I want to get, wake up three people that were part of this cotillion. And I'm going to kind of flex my muscle here for a minute. Let's see. Listen to a little Jordan Sparks. Wow, I couldn't have been sung any better than that. That was Jordan Sparks, Christmas Time to Me. Dr. Rodriguez, young man, boy, I tried to wake everybody up just to be a part of this beautiful broadcast here with 47 minutes after hour. I'm going to bring in live a gentleman that's here from Raleigh, North Carolina, just to kind of give you his take on the experiences that he had this weekend. Good morning, Jalen. What's going on? Welcome to the world according to Drew.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right. Now you're here as an escort. Tell me, how was the event from your eyes?
I loved it. I got a chance to network with a lot of great people that I'm meeting for the first time. The event was exquisite. A lot of great food. The decor was great as well. And, you know, it was new for me. I got a chance to learn a lot about the history of the Idle Wild Club. And overall, it was a great experience for me. I think this might have been my second cotillion that I've escorted somebody in. But it's the first time that I'm doing it in a new city in Texas. So, yeah, I'm just glad that I got a chance to experience that.
Well, good. It was good seeing you all up on stage. And one thing I do remember is just the fact of we just call it just escort. We didn't have the fancy name like you all have, cotillion. We just escorted in a pageant or something there in growing up in Florida. But it was good also as a parent because Jalen escorted my daughter Carrington in this event that we had on Friday night. And Dr. Rodriguez, it was absolutely wonderful. It was just seeing the youthfulness in the room. These kids got an opportunity because of COVID. They did not have this presentation in the last couple of years. However, they had a lot of kids that had finished college and that missed the opportunity. So they had enough of them where they went through with the activity. As Jalen mentioned earlier, the food was exquisite. The young kids were out there just having a good time. They were networking. We had a few over last evening where they just sat around and strengthened their bond that they created over the last week. And as a parent, I was just so excited just to see them grow up. I got a chance to cut the rug a little bit, that old term for dance a little bit, and I really, really enjoyed that part of it. But I want to say good morning to the gentlemen of the Idle Wild Club and the wives that helped put on this cotillion. Now, 100 years of celebration. It's just unbelievable what they've gone through. Many women of this Dallas Metroplex area have gone through this as a debutante, and the list is long, especially 100 years. They even had some pictures out in the lobby showing various venues where they have had the event in the past. But set up for scholarships and things of that nature for those individuals that are come down this particular pathway. You'll be surprised. You have the Hunter family, the Bell family. I know when I start naming them, I'll miss somebody. That kids have gone through it. Now you can add the Wiggum family. But it was just so many. And I want to say good morning to Pat Mays, who is the godmother of my kids. And she was a debutante in this event many years ago. And I was so excited to find that. But just great event. I want to thank everybody that was there. It wasn't there in person, but there in spirit. So I was just so excited. And Jalen, before you go, I know you said that you had a chance to talk with young men. How was it? I mean, again, you said eloquent and everything. Again, from your perspective, tell us, again, if you don't mind, just how did you feel? Because we have a few more listeners on, and I want them to capture what you mentioned earlier. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Overall, I enjoyed my experience. I think one of the most important pieces for me was to be able to not only learn about the history of the Idle Wild Club, but most importantly, just kind of being a part of that history. Like you said, it was the centennial year. So kind of being able to be a part of that, be, you know, my escort being, not my escort, but my debutante being presented to society, but also me being a part of that and being able to be an instrumental piece of that, from the dancing to me actually doing the escort piece. I feel like that's important. That was an important piece to me. And then being able to kind of, you know, meet my peers and engulf that experience with them. That was amazing. I love that. But, yeah, I did get a chance to network, meet a lot of great people, eat great food, of course. But, yeah, just being able to enjoy myself and fully be embracing that experience was something that I enjoyed.
Good. Fantastic. And, you know, you talk about the experiences. What I noticed in comparison to what maybe transpired 100 years ago is the places where these individuals were either going to school or have completed their schooling. It might have been a Southwest thing, a Bishop College. It could have been Jarvis College. I think it's Jarvis University now, if I'm not mistaken. Texas College. Texas Southern. A lot of people who were locals, and I met the parents who attended these schools. But now we have kids as far as MU, kids as far as USC, all over the globe. And it goes to show not only how the Cotillion Idlewild has grown, but just the pathway of our children going to other states for education. And I thought that was nice, just kind of the on the backdrop, something that was just totally, totally awesome. I did my best not to cry. I did not. I did have a lump in my throat a couple of times, but I was told not to shed a tear. But, you know, when you're happy, you share it. So, but the thing was just absolutely, I got to wear my tails. Dr. Rodriguez, it's been a long time since I've been in some tails. And it was just a great event. And I want to congratulate those men. And in the past, the Idlewild is made up of funeral home directors, doctors, lawyers, dentists, people from many, many walks of life. And I like what they've done with the cotillion. And the ladies were simply beautiful. I think I've learned more every time I do something with my kids. I learn more about everything. I'm not buying bustles or whatever those things are, make it fluffy under the bottom. And I'm just laughing. So just be prepared there, Mr. Jalen, what's to come for you. We wish you well in your endeavors. And, you know, Dallas has a lot to offer. You know, you're headed this way. So we're here for you to kind of get you right in line with everything that's going on. I see that we have Cheryl on. See if she wants to come on. And Cheryl, we will be sending pictures for you on that. All right, Jalen, just hang in there. I'm going to mute your mic. Now, one thing as we approach the bottom of the hour, or should I say the top of the hour, to about 2 minutes later, I want to thank everyone for just being a part of the World According to Drew. A little challenging this morning. Some new equipment. I actually sound better. And I'm glad Cheryl's on board to find out or to give me a critique being on how the sound is today with some new equipment. But for those, there are a lot of things going on. I want the audience to know, if you go online, FAMU alumni is having a online shopping for Christmas. The proceeds will go for our scholarships for those kids in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. some of the things I'm looking at now, it's, here it is, it's going to be a holiday pop-up. And if you got a minute, let me give this to you on the air. It's http://bit.ly/holiday-pop-up, all one word, 2023. I'm going to repeat that right quick just in case I went too fast for you. http://bit.ly/holiday-pop-up2023, all one word. And we have some beautiful items that you can go out and shop for. Just looking at the website now, we have things for designs, we have HBC paraphernalia, college banner bling and sorority sleeves, t-shirt. Talk about the sorority. They have bags, fraternities. We have bags, even high school jerseys. Cultural and social actions, 30-10-30 bling. Get in touch. We're based in Dallas, as they mentioned. Folks, come on and support the kids as we move forward. Remember, mine is a terrible thing to waste. So as we approach the top, thank you so much for being a part of our world. And we'll be back next week. Again, we're getting used to this new equipment, hopefully enhance the quality. And whatever you do, be safe. I gave you some rules on shopping. We'll go through all the whole holiday season going back through it. Remember, wherever you go and whatever you do, continue to pray. We've got a lot on the table. I'm out.